What do I have in my? Oh, all right. So I'm getting, you know, little stuff. We're having these little technical difficulties this week, mostly because of me. All right. So what do I have on the Free Phone Finance Friday True Money Show? Well, I have two items in this day in money history. Normally, I just do one item, but I got two little items I thought you might find interesting. One of them is going to kind of harken back to my financial weather report. We're going to talk about the state of the market, and one of my this day in money history actually will kind of give you probably a little bit of a scare. Just a short while ago, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was rather low, and it ain't anymore. I'm also going to get to, you remember yesterday I was talking about the Social Security system, and maybe we should just opt out and say, you know what, I don't want mine. I don't want it. You know why? Because I want it to end. And of course, I was a little tongue-in-cheek, but I was a little bit just using that as a provocative point. I could have made it about any number of things, but basically how we kind of talk out of both sides of our mouth a little bit, because we say all these things are evil, they're wrong, they're bad, they shouldn't be, and yet we still kind of partake in them. And so I was kind of making that point and saying, what if we just stop partaking? So what if we just stop partaking in it? It's kind of like the old, you know, I don't like the flower child, the flower power thing. But remember they used to say, what if they threw a war and nobody showed up? Yeah, it's kind of that idea a little bit. So anyway, I was saying, what if we all got out of Social Security? Well, today I'm going to talk about whether or not you get more in Social Security, Medicare, et cetera, benefits than you put in. And I think the answer will not necessarily shock you, but I think you'll say, we do have a problem. I don't have a hero story today, but I have a sort of hero story. It ties in with my financial question of the day. Here's my financial question today. Are we free to discuss America's real problems? I already have an answer. One guy already emailed me. Craig emailed me to answer the question. I'll get to his answer in a minute. Are we free to discuss America's real problems? Now, I'm not going to mention financial problems, so it's not really a financial question. I get it. I understand. I'm just talking generally. But there was a very interesting article written by a professor of law. I think it's at Penn State Law School or the University of Pennsylvania. I'll find it when I get there. Highly educated woman wrote an op-ed piece with a fellow lawyer and got blistered in her response. And I'm going to go through the whole thing. It's that important. So it'll take the place of my hero story today. And I kind of consider her a minor hero today. I don't know anything about this woman. Maybe she's terrible in her personal life. I don't know. But what she wrote about should stir you to some action. So my financial question today is, are we free to discuss America's real problems? And my sort of hero story will dissect that issue quite a bit. I also have 10 questions to ask your potential financial advisor. I'm going to call that the good, the bad, and the ugly questions, because this article that I'm going to profile, I actually wrote in the margin, good question, stupid question, bad question, moronic question, unnecessary question. So I'll tell you which ones I think are good questions, which ones are bad, and why. I will try to back up my positions with some explanation. I've got an investor's education minute following my financial weather report. But first, again, let's go through that financial question of the day. Anyone out there want to call in? 844-527-8723 is how you call in. You can email me, david@tffco.com, if you'd like to write in. And then we're going to get to those questions after the financial weather report. Depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. I'm despair and agony on me. Well, it looks like I got over the little problem I had last time about playing music in the background. That opens up the financial weather report, our good hee-haw gang. Let's get right to it. Let's look at what's happening in the market.